We'll talk about
told
Pasha
the
Pukukotek.
story of a Hasidish Rebbe after the Holocaust who rebuilt his life and became again a
Right.
very important Rebbe here or there. And he was in shul when they were reading the Tochacha softly, as is the minhag, and he banged on the shtender and he says, "No, read it out loud. We went through all this and we still survived and we will always survive.
Right,
We
that's,
went through it all."
I think that was Bob. I'm not sure. Yes, I've heard the story. Right.
Yeah.
Say it out loud.
Not to scare people, but
It's
to
very
inspire
powerful.
them that we've seen it and
Come
here
back.
we are, still here. Hey, Gewalt. Okay, sorry,
Let's talk about
go.
him. Right. Oh, so that's the introduction to the right to the Tochacha, which is the im b'chukotaitim asu, right? The other side of it. If you reject my commandments, and it goes im b'zot lo tishmuli, and with all this is a third of the way in. If with all that you still don't listen, all these terrible things are happening. Vahachtem imi bekeri, and you will walk with me, which article translates casually, purposeless. We'll talk about that. And then vahalakti machem b'chamat keri, and I will go with you in anger of keri. Casual. Yasarti yafa ani etchem sheva, and I will discipline you seven times of your, seven times for your sins. Them being a lot. Okay, it's Rashi. What does carry mean? Im telchui mi carry. Rabbeinu amru arai. Meaning not in a permanent way. Once in a while. B'mikre. Carry the same word as mikre. Something that happened. She'enu el l'prakim. We'll do it sometimes. Ken telchui arai b'mitzvot. You're going to do the mitzvot. You're not going to do the mitzvot. You're not going to care. Just not a big deal. And then the Ibn Ezra says, adds on that, yesh omrim shumigzerat kol hakarot, things that happen. But Tom, it's like when it says Hashem will walk go with Bekeri, the Mikre with us, it's the way the Plishtim talked in Shmuel Aleph when they capture the Aron and all these plagues happen and try to decide what to do with it. And they say, well, if we try to send it on this wagon back to the Bnei Israel, and it doesn't go, or there's no sign, then miyadanu ki lo yado nagabana. It wasn't God's hand, mikre haya. It's just a coincidence. Bad things happens, it's just a coincidence. Don't worry about it. That's to treat God bekeri. It's like not to see God's hands. And then the mita kenegamita is that God will treat us. Here we go, we're going to give us by either causally or casually. Switch the letters around, right? Is it, do we see cause and effect there, or is it casual random, right? Does God actively involve himself in our existence to protect us or leave us to the vagaries of fate? And that's what the Tocha is all about. It's not so much a punishment, but these are the things that are going to happen to you if Hashem's not there protecting you. It's not so much a punishment, but it's a reversion to normal. Okay, you got a little tiny country with a lot of enemies. You're going to get wiped out. It's just going to happen. Examples of that, when in Bamidbar and Parshat Chukah, when Bnei Yisrael start complaining, Vayedaber Am be'Elokim Moshe, the people start complaining about Hashem Moshe, Lama halitunu mitzrayim, lamut b'midbar, why'd you take us out of Egypt to die in the desert? It said this a lot. In lechem ve'en mayim, there's no food, there's no water. Nafshina katsa b'lechem haklokel, and we are just discussing with this insubstantial food. We've been eating man for 40 years and it's just nothing. So they're complaining about it. And it says, Vayishalach Hashem ba'amat and nachashim asrafim. And Vayishalach is not Vayishlach, not sent, but L'shalach, L'shalach, right? Shalach the meat to let them go. Hashem let the snakes go. The people, right?
So
There's,
holding them back was the miracle, was God's
right.
hand.
That's the point. It says Vayishlach. Similarly, with the Shomronim, when they, after the exile of the 10 tribes, Sennacherib brings other nations in and they settle and they, right, Vayavei Melech Ashur, Mibabel, Mikuta, Me'aba, Me'chamat, and the Sennacherib, the king of Ashur, did all this population transfer and brought brought nations in from elsewhere, by Sheba Are Shamran, and they Taka Bnei Israel, and he settled them in Shamran instead of Bnei Israel, by Shurat Shamran, by Yeshua Barad, they settled there. And they did not fear God. Same word. Right? And Hashem let the lions loose. But they didn't warrant having protected. So this is way
So
Hirsch.
the lions and this, on the other hand, lions and snakes are not your usual, and maybe he was doing it to show it was him.
Well, the argument is that by Shlach is that what are you, right? There are snakes out there, right? Well, there are no lions now in
Well,
Israel, but they definitely were there.
yeah, and
Okay.
lions, I guess so. Mountain lions. Yeah.
Well, mountain lions are American, but yeah, no, I mean, the lions had a much
Yeah.
wider range of territory 3,000 years ago.
So Vayishalach is more
He let go, right? Shalach
passive.
et ami, let them go. Right, that's what Hirsch puts it. Shalach in the kal means to send, put some emotion toward a goal. But shaleach in the pl has the meaning of letting something go, leave it in its natural way. Here to God, not God sent servants, but let them go. It always been their wilderness, but they hear the hitherto they track that they have been kept back by God's protecting power.
That's very, very interesting.
Okay, so that's a mida keneged mida of the Tochacha, right? We don't recognize Hashem's hands in the world, and so Hashem says, "Fine, we'll take it away, and you'll find out what happens if I'm not actively protecting you." Okay,
Oh, it's very interesting.
we're not going to connect it to contemporary politics or anything, but if someone launches 3,000 missiles, they land. Okay, and we see that expression. That's what mikra means.
Well, the missiles is not a good example because God did show his hand. They didn't land.
That's what I'm saying. Is that natural? Is the that the natural cause effect is that they land. So if you don't appreciate the fact that it was not a mikra, if you're going with Hashem bekeri, being oh it's just a coincidence,
Yeah.
it just happened that way, then Hashem is saying, well then I'm going to halech bekeri. And you'll find out what happens.
But we didn't find out what happens.
I think because we do have faith.
Oh.
If you lack that, if you fail to see that, Hashem's going to take it away.
Oh.
I'm get right. We're giving Bnei Israel credit here for having that faith that Hashem did.
Oh.
Okay, and this is what happens with, like the story of Amalek, right? What Amalek starts with Bnei Israel complaining they don't have water. They crush them, and they called that place where they complained, we don't have any water, and Moshe has to go hit the rock. They called that Masam Riva, the place where they have strife and argument. Al Riv Bnei Israel, of course, Bnei Israel argued about Nasa Tamat Hashem and the fact they tested God. Lemor, Hayesh Hashem bikirvenu imayin, is God here or not? And then immediately by Abo Amalek, Elohim Israel. And Rashi gives a mashal on that. It's like someone carrying their child on their shoulders. The kid would say, Abba, get me this as he sees it on the ground. Tanli, gave it. The father keeps helping him. And they meet somebody, and the kid says to the other guy, Abba, you know where my father is? I can't see him. You don't see me. I'm the one who's helping you with all this. If you put him down off his shoulders, bitten by a dog.
Oi.
I wouldn't do that as actual. This is a metaphor here. Do not do this with your actual children. Okay. So, but that's what he's saying is here. Does God exist, or is this all a coincidence? So I'll show you what happens if I'm not protecting you. And so that mikre, the halach keri, is exactly the way Amalek's described. Bits of Zachor in Dvarim, right? Zachor and Sher HaSalach HaAmalek. Remember what Amalek did. This is in Dvarim later talking about it. But Derech would say to Chem Mitzrayim, when you went out of Egypt, Asher Korcha Baderech, who happened
Ah,
upon you along the way. That
nice.
that's what a mikre is. You want to see a mikre? We'll show you mikre. Zneb Chokolich and Shlimar Recha and tailed after you. took all the those who stumbled, Bataye Begea, and you were weak, below your elohim, and you, translate that, did not fear God. Okay, that's a mikra. And that's what Tocha is all about. That's part one.
Okay, nice.
The mikra, right? Don't treat God as a mikra, right? You have to see
So
Hashem as
every
mikra.
day that we're not attacked by a lion is a miracle of God.
Right.
Yeah, we don't
Appreciate
realize it. We think it's right.
it. Right. So it's natural. So Tocha,
Yeah.
though, ends on an odd note. We're going to go now to the end of the Tocha. Okay. It says, "V'nisharim bachem," and those who remain after all these terrible things, you're in exile, you're wiped out. "Yimaka ba'avanam," you'll be consumed with your sin, "baratzot oyveichem," in the lands of your enemies. "V'af ba'avanot avotam itam yimaku," and those sins that are itam with you, that you've kept, yimaku, you'll be consumed by them. "V'tvadu avonam," and so they, the nisharim, those who are left, will confess their sins, "v'ravon avotam," and the sins of their ancestors, "ba'alama asher ma'alu bi," when they betrayed me, "ba'af asher halchui mi bekeri," and they will admit that they treated me, God says, casually, didn't take it seriously.
What's that word, the ma'alam?
The ma'al is to betray.
Oh, b'ma'alam asher
Asher
ma'alu.
ma'alu bi,
Okay.
right? And they betrayed me. Afani, and even so, ani elechim bekeri. And even so,
Oh.
I will treat them bekeri, the mikra, beveti yotam be'eretz ovehem, and I will bring them into the lands of their enemies. Oh, az yichanah levavam, or then their hearts will be levavam ha'arel, their unfeeling, their numb hearts will be humbled. Az yirtzu atavonam, and then they'll be their sins will be appeased. Zacharti et briti Yaakov, and I will remember the covenant with Yaakov, at Briti Yitzchak, at Briti Abraham. I'll remember the Avot, Ezkor, I'll remember them, Va'aretz, Ezkor, I'll remember the land. I'm going to bring
He's
them back.
remembering them backwards.
Okay, well, that's its own, that's another discussion, Rashi. I'm not going to look at that one.
Okay.
But I'm focusing on the fact that, avotam, right? Vidui, that's a good thing. Sounds
Yeah.
like they're doing tshuva. And what's Hashem's response? Afani elechim mabekeri.
Too late.
I'm going to punish them, right? So that's Ramban. Everyone points out the problem that Hashem is apparently punishing the Nisharim after they do tshuva. This is where the Ramban puts it. Edit this here. Put the quotes in the right order.
Look how Yaakov is spelt. It's funny.
Yes, that's another thing that's worth noting as well. Rashi puts it. So I'm encouraging you to look at Rashi and all the Mefarshim on that pasuk. It's out
Oh,
of
okay.
order in Yaakov. It has it above in there. It's written Malay, which it hardly ever happens. That's not what we're going to talk about, but those are real things, and you definitely should notice that.
Okay.
But I'm focusing on the fact that we have this pasuk Mem Aleph doesn't belong there. Right, it should be they confess, they do tshuva, and then zacharti briti. Then I remember my covenant, and then I'll bring them back. Right, which is pasuk mem. Zacharti briti Yaakov. Pasuk mem bet.
Right.
Ma'an tam beveti otam be'oretz ve'hem. I'm going to bring them to lands of our enemies in pasuk mem aleph. Akshav, what to bring now? B'makom hazeh, ve'en ata zman sheyigla otam be'eretz ve'hem. They're already in the land of their enemies. What does that mean? What is this pasuk doing there? The Or HaChaim on that pasuk has much more questions. The Or
Does
HaChaim.
the Ramban answer it, or he just
Yes.
poses? He
Yes.
does.
We'll
Okay.
go through it. Set the question up
Okay.
here. So first, right, Lamach Chayvim HaKetuv Livadot Avon Avotam. One is, why are we dealing with the Avon Avotam here? The second question is, Ramban's question, Amru afani elech imam be'eretz ovehem, why are they being punished after they do vidui? And then it says, Amru aveti otam, onus dekavar amar lamala, right? They're already in exile. What is he saying? Well, now I'm going to bring them to exile. And then the other question, which is a little more subtle, is it says, Amru o az yichana, right? I'll
Right.
punish him. Or they, what's that word o mean there? Or they will be humbled.
Right.
All right, Safek Zed Lama. Why this choice here. What is that? What is the word or? So Rashi only has to address the last question, the O. It says that O means if, or perhaps. And that, so read it as, I will treat them bekeri, I will allow them to suffer the natural consequences, in their land. Oh, perhaps as yichanal, they will be humbled, but as yirtzu avonam, that's the consequence, and then their sin will be appeased after they've been humbled.
So that's a good thing.
That they will punish, and then right, oh, us maybe im as yichanah, it maybe that's your im there. If then they're only a bit humbled by this, then lashachar ulai, maybe. Okay, so the art scroll says exactly that, that perhaps then their unfeeling heart will be humbled, perhaps. Problem is that
And
oh doesn't
they will gain. Oh,
appeasement, it'll be
and I'll be
appeased,
nice to them. It'll be
right.
good.
That
Okay.
would suara, then that they will have suffered enough for their sins and will bring zacharti briti.
Okay.
But problem is that oh doesn't mean perhaps.
Right.
Okay, so Mizrahi, one of the commentators on Rashi, starts with lo have a not lo hivanti kavanat harabaze. I have no idea what Rashi is saying. So Ramban says that this. Let's get the awesome. I'm going to keep flipping back and forth. So I'm bring this in together. So keep going back and forth.
But he's saying it in a tone that can't be right.
Right. He tries to understand what he's saying it. So let's look over. So I'm going to put this over here. I'll put some Likud in here. Okay. So the Ramban says that O az yichanala vavam ha'arel. That really O applies to these two halves. It's O az yichana, O az yirtzu avanam. That I really have two choices. Once they're in this position, either they will be humbled or their sin will be appeased. Meaning, okay, Nachum Beinai, this is Ramban, O az zman yichana levavam harel, that this, yeah, we they will be punished until they are yikana. They are humbled, they're arel, they're literally uncircumcised, they're unfeeling, their numb heart has become humbled, or adzaman yirtzu avonam, or eventually the galut will be long enough. Because there are two models of geula. Right? Eventually God will bring the geula, but if we deserve it, if we are yikana, Hashem will bring it fast, we'll bring it sooner. So one of those two, either Yitzhu Avanam eventually just from all the punishments, or they will have enough humility to say we were wrong. That was the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, and said, I, the Lord, will speed it in its time. Gemara that says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, Rabbi Shua says, ask, Ketiv ba'atav ketiv achishena, right? In its due time, and I will accelerate it, I will speed it up. Those are contradictory. So no, zahu achishena. If they deserve it, I'll bring the gula up. I will speed the gula up. Lo zahu
You
be'ita.
could add
Remember
a
last week?
O in the middle. You could
Right.
put O in those two, between those two words.
Right. And that's what Brahman says here. The O here is probably the two sides, right? The
Right.
gula will happen one way or the other. But
O.
it's on God's schedule. We don't know what's gonna what how that's gonna work, but we can bring it
Okay.
faster if we deserve it. That's what the tshuva does. That's what Yichana does. So then back to the question of well, what about this apparent? They do vidui, they do tshuva, and then Hashem is acting with them to carry.
Right.
That was the original question, right? Etc. And Avani Elech Imam Bekeri, and I will still go with them Bekeri, B'mikre. I will not be protecting them as much as I could. B'vetotam and I will bring them in the land of their enemies. And one thing that's noticeable in this language of B'heveti otam be'eretz oyvehem reminds of another pasuk. Right?
I mean, usually vaheveiti is nice.
Yes.
Hotzeiti,
That's
gaalti, vaheveiti.
exactly. That's what it immediately reminds you of, right? That's the
Yeah.
Lashon HaGula. I will bring you to the land. I have
Right.
swore to you here. So Ramban says, you know what that is? That's Havik, that's what he's talking about. Adati. Yemoz ki achar vidoy. That after this video, they did if people in Israel do tshuva, Hashem will bring them back. Yilech they will still Hashem will be acting in through in apparently natural ways. This Hester Parim will still be exist. Viviatim od b'oritz ovehem, and they will be brought in the land of the enemies, meaning what? Ad shiyichanalav avamar el, until they are humbled. Uremah shehibiyam el haaretz. That Hashem is going to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, but still going to be in a matter of keri, of mikre. You're not going to see the obvious hand of Hashem. You have to look. It's not going to be completely conquered. Avayulot hahem tsarim vo'evim. They'll still have enemies. Gula is not going to start with everyone humbled before the Jews. You're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and it's still going to be the Eretz Oyvehem. You can still have enemies. You can still have trouble. You're still going to have to work for it.
Hi.
And the example is the Shivat Zion under Ezra Nehemiah, right? When Nehemiah is always talking about Yom HaTzareinu, our enemies, right? All this politics with the
Putin.
empire, because she has Shamu Oyvehem, right? So Ramban sees this as a hint. The Bnei Israel will return to their land, but it won't be easy. They'll continue to be surrounded by enemies, still have to fight for their continued survival. Because this geula is not a sudden event. It's a process. And quoting Winston Churchill, that this is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. That's what
Doesn't
he,
feel it yet.
the end of the beginning.
Nope.
That's, one never knows.
One never knows.
Well, there's a lot, right. History is not over. But this is going to get there. We'll be there. But this is
Not
not
the
the judge.
beginning of the end. That's how it feels.
Beginning of the end.
Not the
Not
beginning
the
of the end.
beginning of the end. Right, that's what you're saying. It's not the beginning of the end. We can't see the end there, but perhaps the end of the beginning where we start moving to the next thing. So that's what he looks at this, that we're going to hit Badu and then Elisha Makari. It's still not going to be great. You're right. And then Yichanal Avavam, and then we'll get to the point of Zacharti B'Yaakov, and we'll get there. Ba'aretz Ezkor. We'll get there. That's the Ramban. Or Chaim, again, who also brought these same questions, isn't happy with any of the previous comments. Right? This is what he says. The Rishonim, right? The previous Mefarshim did not enlighten us in what these mean.
Oh, I
But
love that.
by right?
He
Kikulan
was being
Rechokim Mishmo.
respectful, saying it didn't help. Your explanations aren't helpful.
That's what he's saying, right? They're all like Rechokim. They're all far-fetched. Okay, that's what he says. And so he's looking
What
at,
does he say?
we'll have to figure that out. Okay,
Oh,
so part
it's
of that
coming.
is
Okay.
realizing that when it says, Lap ani elech imam bekeri, right? And I will, let's see how Koran translates. As he has a past tense, okay. Yeah, so he actually translates it like the Koran translates it like the Or HaChaim. So that's cheating. Let's see how I'm curious. Now,
I walked.
yes, let's go there. Oh, there we go. Jump back. Why jump back? And I have been. Okay, yeah, they're all trying to go in the same direction. Okay, so I'm not gonna, let's look at it inside. The idea is that
He
Elef,
says, and I removed them from the land of their enemy, not I brought them to.
so that's
It's
Heveitem
weird.
is bringing. Ah, where did it go? It keeps jumping. And here we go. Afani Elef is, that is the future tense, right? I will go with them, then, right? But he's saying that it doesn't, In biblical Hebrew, it's not really a future tense, it's the imperfect, meaning an uncompleted action. But it's also used for ongoing habitual actions.
Okay.
One example in Shmuel, when Elkanah goes to the Mishkan, right? It says, Ken ya'aseh shana b'shana.
Oh,
That's
good
not he
example.
will do, that's what he would do every year. Okay, so that's what he would do every year. Midei Elato Beit Hashem, that's what he would go, and then Kain Tich Asena, that's, and then Chana would get become upset, and we know the story with Shmuel, right? She wasn't eating, and then Elkanah says, "Why are you so sad?" And she was a child, etc. But the Yaaseh future tense mean is going for habitual actions, ongoing. Okay, so the Or HaChaim reads Ani Elech Imam B'keri. Not that I will punish them by going by treating them casually, by hiding myself from them, but I would repeatedly do that. That's what happened in the past in the Tochacha. And he's saying that's part of the vidui. The vidui is Vidvadua Tavonam, they will confess their sins, they will say we sinned, Avonotam, our ancestors sinned, right? They deserve the exile. Malom Asher Malobi, when they betrayed me. And they part of the vidui is that they treated me casually, and part of the vidui is they will admit that I was there walking among them, but b'keri.
Oh.
Right? That's part of the vidui of the realization that leads to tshuva. And I brought them into the land of their enemies, and then. And then their sin, they would be appeased, and then
Oh.
zacharti. This is not part of the threat. That's part of the vidui.
Except the last one, no?
The last
Oh.
part itself, oh, az yichana is part of the consequence of that. If they,
Right.
we'll still have to figure out the oh, the or there.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that part. I believe.
That's not part of the that's
Right,
not part of the
which is
vidui.
why it says ah, also, right? They're going to admit they sinned. They're going to admit that they treated me casually, which is different from the sinning, but that he didn't even care that I was there. And they will acknowledge that I was treating them vicariously, that this is what happened. I took away that miraculous protection, and then they suffered.
Oh, that's still part of the vidui.
Right. That Ani Alech Imam is part of the vidui. Okay.
Well,
That's
that
the
is, but
important.
what about the oh, here it
We haven't
said.
gotten to that. That's not part of the.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is the Or HaChaim. This is part of
Ah.
their confession that God was Elechim B'keri, right? That God was righteous in everything that happened. That was the part of Kivoy L'Mishpat Tzedek B'keri. That it was appropriate that God treat us in this Elech B'keri, this punishing Lo yo'ol yavel hakel mishpat, then God will not pervert justice. And then it says and he says that Perish Gamze Yumba. That's part of the vidui, is that, and they'll
Right.
acknowledge that I'm the one who brought them into this land of the sin. Okay? Part of the sin. Not going to mean but carry there.
What is that little phrase, the lo ye ol?
Avel is to warp or to distort.
And is that
God
God?
will not lo yavel hakel mishpat. God will not
Oh,
distort
so they
justice.
it was justice. It
It
was
was
fair.
justice
We were
type of
bad.
account,
He okay.
right? So the sin is denying that Hashem is there, right? B'nei Israel said, "Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu mayim," is God there? And that led to the Amalek of Asher Korcha. Hashem said, fine, you gotta hide. Right? The version of Tochacha makes the distinction clear, right? Talks about here, and I will be angry with them. This is a Tochacha in Devarim. Oh, Tavo. I will be angry with them in that day, and I will abandon them. And I will hide my face from them. And they will be consumed. Matzoro Rabo, the terrible things will happen. Terrible, painful things will happen. It's because God is not among me. And that's the wrong answer. Hashem is there, but Anochi Haster Astir Panay Mehem. But that's Haster Panim. Okay, God's still there. And that's the point of Elech Imam. I'm still walking with them. God's still there. Just recognize him. Right? Hastira Tah Panay Mehem. God, I will hide my face by Yamahu. I'll call her Ah. Yifanal turned over gods. So that the vidui has to be before the gula happens, they have to say, see that Hashem is still there. Hashem is still saying, so even during when the bad things were happening, Elech Imam, Hashem was there, even if it was Bekeri. And Hashem held back, let things happen, but Hashem's still there. And Hashem is still, hey, Beit Yotam, I brought them there. I'm still there with you in exile. Be'eretz Ohaviham. I'm not abandoning. That's why Rashi says it, hey, Beit Yotam, I will bring them in the land of Anim. Ani batzmi aviyem. I will bring them into exile. Zumida Toval Yisrael. This is a good thing. Israel, Shelo Yu Amrim, Hoil B'galina Ben Amut Nasek Maaseim. They don't say that, well, we're in exile. Let's just stop being Jews. Let's just give up. I'm not going to abandon them. I'm not going to leave them. But I will bring them, the prophets there, and I'll bring them back under the wings of the Shekhinah. That's the
So
Vidui.
this is, according to this, it's God speaking, not part of the Vidui.
Well, it's the Vidui, but that Bnei Yisrael have to say that God said this. They will acknowledge that God had said this from the beginning. God was always there, right? God did this to us. We acknowledge that Hashem was there. Okay, they will say that Hashem said Elech Imam, the carry. They're acknowledging that God did it. And so, what about that? Oh, Az Yichana, that or they will be humble. So Ar Chaim says that that's actually a choice. They can leave the vidui, they'll acknowledge everything. He says, you know, Hashem's saying you don't have to go that far. Don't express it. Just the hafa'ah, just being humble, acknowledging that's possible. That's all Hashem wants, right? Say levad.
Even if you don't go that far.
If you don't go that far, well, Hashem is going to give you credit. Okay? You get to the humility of saying this is not yadi. Hashem will be escape that. It's oh that you'll if I do have onam, oh yichana. Hashem will give you credit for that. Lo yitzarech lemeruk acher. They won't have to any. I'm too pressing meruk here.
Digging any deeper.
Dig. Okay, good. Now they're going to dig deeper, as Chazal said, tova merdut achat blibosho adam. Mimea Malkiot, that one, this is not merit like rebellion, but Roda going down. One act of self-abasement is better than 100 Makot. That's all Hashem asked from you. And I would go further, because it says, all right, not just, oh, Yichanalababam. You know, either they will do the vidoy or they will be humbled. But as yikana, then they will, which is an interesting, it's Tanakh idiom.
So it's again that not the future, but
Right. So as with the imperfect, it means it talks about it means intent. Last example, as Yashir Moshe. Right. Right, as Rashi says, "Az kishara tanes Allah belibo sheyashir shira." Then, in the past, yashir in the future is a matter of this is going to happen. Planning this is going to happen. Think about it. And Tim Yeshua, similarly, as Yedeber Yeshua, when he's about to, when Yeshua is about to speak to the people, and so ubayet yaaselavat paro. The Az isn't there. Chashab, right? He planned on doing it. The Yud al Shem HaMachshava Nemra. In this case, the Yud, the future tense, is talking about intent. It's an intent case. Other example, when Moshe is on the east side of the Jordan, he's telling them, you're going to go about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then Az Yadil Moshe Shlosh Arim Lanus. Right, and then Az Yabdil, and then Moshe will designate these three cities as Arei Miklat. Meaning, Natan label liyot chared ledavar sheyavdilem. He intended to be a charedi, literally quaking, but eager for this thing that he is going to set these out. He's going to designate these cities. But afal pi she'enin kol klod, ad she'yavdilu otam she'eretz Kanaan, they don't count as arei miklat until they conquer Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, mitzvah she'efshar l'kayma, akimena, I'm going to do what I can. So as yavdil is, he set them aside to be the Arei Miklat later, as Yabdil.
How does it work with us, Yashir? Because then it says what he said.
Right. So the way Rashi reads that is Shira Tanes Alo Vibo, that the actual Shira was done after the Nes happened. We don't know how long after. But not it wasn't while they were in the midst of it. It's as they're going through Allah Bilibam that they're going to sing Shira. This is an event that needs Shira.
Oh, when we get through this, we're going to have a shear.
Right. That's why Rashi reads Az Yashir. That's why it says it that way. Right. It's not, that's why it's not
Allah
Az Shar.
Bilibo Sheyashir Shira. So he starts composing it. Took
Right.
time.
Right.
So
It
there's
says, right. It's
a gap
taking
in
notes.
time between when
Right.
he thought
Because
it and when.
otherwise, Az and what's Yashir in the future mean there, right? At that point, he will sing. Right. I say that's what that sense is. So my favorite example of that idiom of us with the imperfect tense is from Shlomo when he builds the Beit Hamikdash and he plans a celebration. Okay, I'm planning a wedding. Okay, so what happens to Shlomo? Az yakhil Shlomo, meaning what? Then Shlomo intended to gather together. He sent out invitations as Zikne Yisrael, the elders at Kol Roshei HaMatot, and Nisei HaAvot, the Bnei Yisrael. Right, all the important people he intends to invite El Amel Shlomo Yerushalayim Lalot Aron Brit Hashem Meir David Hitzion to bring the Aron there. What happens? Vayikalu El Amel Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael. Right, so much for your invitation's limited guest list. Everybody came.
Oh.
So it's right. It's Az Yakil the Zikanim, but Vayikalu who actually came was everybody. So he's looking at everybody, all the schnorrers pouring in and thinking, boy, I hope we got enough food for this. I'm sure Shlomo had enough food. I'm just worried. Yeah, so I think the wedding thing, I guess like how many guests are coming? I don't know. But anyway, this so that's what Az Yichana, right? Oh, Az Yichana goes more than just be more than just being humble, it's even the intending to become humble. Just take the first step. We're not looking for a whole bidur. Not even looking for really any kind of real humble. But az yichana, right? Allah libo, yichana, right? So really, we need to see Hashem's hand in everything. That's the vidur. Hashem will give us credit for even thinking of getting to that level. Okay, famous quote
That's
about
nice.
kol dovid dofek, right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'ni. Pitchuli petach echad shel tshuva kechada shel macha. Right? Open a little opening of tshuva, like the point of a needle. Ani eftach lachem petachim shiu agalot v'kronim nechnasot bo. And I'll open it up as far as to an entryway that you can drive a truck through.
Nice.
Okay, just all you're looking for. Okay, so the geula zacharti in b'richo shanim, it will come. It won't be easy. It's achievable. You just have to start. Rashi says, "Kol hatchalot kashot." Just
Nice.
make start, make the
So
effort,
what's
and it will come.
the most simple, how we take Az Yashir Moshe? Is that the basic one we say? Then he thought about it? I mean,
Right. If you want to take it, take the words literally. I mean, I think what most. Let's go see. I mean, I think most people just ignore the grammatical problem and just translate it as, and then they did. Okay, then Moshe sang. We're just going to ignore the fact that Yashir is in the future imperfect. That's the JPS. See how Koren does it. Okay, and then sang, right? Most travel people just don't, just ignore that. Art scroll, I wrote scroll intentionally.
Your explanation, I mean, yours. Whose is it? Rashi says it?
Yes.
That it works because otherwise it's a little repetitive with the Vayomru.
Right. So here
In
it's
other words,
an article present. Then Moses and the children of Israel chose to stay.
wait, I don't hear you when you
Okay.
speak to the book.
The article has then Moses and the children of Israel chose to sing.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, the song, and they said it, right? But again, a lovely book.
That's pretty good. It's better than ignoring it.
Okay, good. So that's the way Art Scroll put it, right? So again,
Yeah.
yeah, you have to do something with that, and that it sounds odd otherwise. So I'm the one who applies it to Azichana, and that I'm saying or they will choose to humble themselves. That's
And it
all
will be
Hashem said.
good enough.
That's good. That's a good enough. We'll get to the rest later. We'll get there.
Good
There is
enough.
always hope.
It.
Kol hatchalot kashot. Take the first step and we will get there. So I will stop, excuse me, I will stop here.
Very nice, Danny. Very nice.